This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's Hoffman Show on a Wednesday. I don't know why that felt rushed. Hi, everybody. It's Hoffman Show on a Wednesday, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Of course, our podcast, if you like this here program, but you're not going to be able to listen to the whole thing, yes, you can, on your time. Check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We are live on YouTube as well at the Team 980, where I would go to the two shot, but Ben Strober is very much, everybody look, it's the side of Ben Strober's face.
Strobe's hijacking the show, Craig.
I mean, bro, we had you in all last week. Anthony's back. He's not in Europe anymore. What are we doing?
I missed it. I had to come back for more.
I totally understand that. great job on the Russell show today. I guess. I'm not going to pretend that I listened to the whole thing. But you guys made it to the end. And sometimes on that show, that's the survival.
Took more calls than I ever have in my life.
Yeah, we're going to take some too today at 301-230-0980. It's the same exact thing that Russell was taking them about. And it's pretty simple. What do you think of the new uniforms? Because I've seen basically universal praise for the Commanders' new old threads. We knew this was coming today. They announced, what was it, a week ago or so, that today is the day, July 9th, that they would unveil the new threads. We knew that the logo on the helmet would stay the same because they kind of teased that in the preview. And then, sure enough, this morning, it was kind of funny being on social media, and everybody's like, oh, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Like, everybody's refreshing everything, and then all of a sudden, bang, they drop. And it's exactly pretty much what the old uniforms used to be. And the exception is the helmet. Obviously, there's a couple of touches missing. The old name is not there because that's not what they're called anymore. I do think it's interesting, Anthony, that the Commanders isn't, like, the name Commanders isn't anywhere on. But, like, that's what it means to have a brand. Like, when you see the Air Jordan logo, it doesn't matter what color it's in. It doesn't matter if it says Air Jordan. But, like, you know the Jumpman. Like, that is a brand. Even, shoot, forget the Jumpman. That swoosh, you know that's Nike. There are certain things. If you see any kind of Argyle with the light blue, you know, and that specific light blue, you know that's the University of North Carolina. Like, rare is a color combination in pro sports where you're like, oh. Like, I think the Dolphins have it. Miami's, like, color combo is pretty unique. You know, beyond that, like, I'm sure there's others that are kind of really, really unique. Like, I think of some of the great brands in sports, but like the Cowboys and the Yankees kind of have the same color of navy-ish blue. Like, I'm sure they have different shades, and the people at Sherwin-Williams / the people in the branding departments of the Cowboys and Yankees would be very upset that I don't know that one is insert fancy color name here and the other's insert other fancy color name. But like, the burgundy and gold is so iconic that it doesn't need anything else. It does. Everyone knows exactly what that jersey is, who's which team it is. And, you know, unlike, say, the star for the Cowboys, or, you know, pick a logo for another team, it is the colorway to the point that we call the team the burgundy and gold. Like, that's the thing. We had the show that was like burgundy and gold today. You know, Doc was talking about the heyday. Yeah, back when I was in the burgundy and gold. Like, it's an identifying characteristic. And so to bring that back to me is like A plus. Don't mess with it. Some of the details in terms of like the font with the name on the back, that was very distinct back in the day. They kept it slightly upgraded in terms of clarity, whatever. Just made it the sharper, more modern version, but the same font pretty much that they used to have. It's just, it's really good. And I think the bigger thing is for me, like the thing that actually matters here as much as the uniforms. I know for some people this matters. Well, I'll speak for myself. This to me matters way more than the uniforms. I know for some people the uniforms themselves are a huge deal because you grew up with them. I didn't, both by age and where I grew up. So putting that aside, as an analyst, the fact that, and as a talk show host, the fact that the ownership group is awake and that they are in tune, Anthony, with the fan base. They are like, hello, we are paying attention. We hear you. There are certain things that some of you want that we can't do, that others of you want that we can't do. And that could be whether it's name, logos, feathers. And again, like those are very divisive. But I think the thing that pretty much everybody agrees upon is this color scheme. So we're going to do that. And on that level, we're going to make everyone happy. We're going to continue to find ways to honor the past of the good parts of this organization. We're not going to have a lot to say about the 25 plus years that Dan Snyder was in charge because almost nothing good happened. And that's how we're going to roll. And to be smart, responsive, to get it right, to be tasteful, to do all of the things in the right way. The rollout is excellent. I will say just real quickly, I know that Terry McLaurin is missing from all of this in the rollout. My guess is because he hasn't been there for the photo shoots. It's hard to include him when he's holding out. I'm guessing a lot of these photo shoots happened at Media Day, and there were no leaks, no nothing, which is great. And they've been holding on to these photos for a couple of weeks. But you can't put Terry in the new uniform and have him as a part of the rollout if he's not there for mandatory minicamp, because he's not physically there. You're not going to send him one and be like, hey, man, set up your iPhone. Take a selfie. No. So with all that said, outside of the fact that one of your star players is missing from the rollout for a totally understandable reason, it's an A+. So the team and the ownership group and everybody gets an A+, and they get a total pass on the Terry part of it. But it does kind of suck that he's not in these photos. I'm sure they will get him in a uniform and take his photo as soon as he is back for training camp in August, and then he will be a part of future promotions for the these new unis. So that's my uniform spiel, Anthony. You've been a longtime fan. You grew up here. You were psyched this morning.
I was excited to see the new unis. And I think you hit on it earlier where you were just talking about, you know, the burgundy and brand being the brand itself and, you know, that, you know, telling everybody like who we are kind of thing. And sometimes it's just okay to, you know, sometimes less is more kind of a thing. And I think that's what we get out of these uniforms because, again, we don't have all the crazy, you know, helmets and crazy colors, designs and things of that nature. It's pretty like, you know, simple and like basic to me. And I think sometimes that can just be good enough itself. And it just, I think there's just a lot of history also just with like going back to, you know, the glory days and reliving that and kind of like, you know, being in tune with it. And I think Josh Harris and company, they just understood, you know, they understood the assignment and yeah. They understood, you know, the fan base and what we wanted. And they made that dream come true. So
they didn't need to reimagine the old uniforms.
Yeah.
They needed to reproduce the old uniforms as close as they could with the name being Commanders and with a different logo, because the current logo of the team and the current name of the team are different than the old logo and the old name. I'm not here to argue about those things. I'm not doing that show today, and I'm never doing that show again, not because there's not a difference of opinion and that I'm like, woohoo, they actually got it right. They've said they're done with that. Like, this is what the team is called. This is what the logo, I think. We'll see if they change the logo eventually, if they come up with something different. But the W with the Washington Monument in the middle, the black W, like, that's actually, they don't even have, they have a version of it with the Washington Monument in the middle. But the standard one doesn't even have it. Like, the one that's on the helmet doesn't even have it. So, like, this is the W is it. But with that stuff off the table, I'm curious what folks think. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Commanders got new uniforms. They're the same as the old uniforms. You happy about it? Your calls next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. What you think, Commanders? New uniforms, same as the old uniforms, except for slightly different, because they're the Commanders now. As Doug Williams, you know, Anthony, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but he famously once said,
"We are the Commanders."
And then Craig Melvin laughed.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd say this rollout better than that rollout.
I think so too.
Yeah. That's the thing, right? What people might not remember about the 2222, for good reason, this is not saying the people are wrong. This is what people might not remember is they actually did a bunch of like really cool, like their social media department did a great job with a bunch of cool historic videos. And then I believe it was a Dan Snyder production that was like, yeah, no, we're going to do it on the Today Show. And there was no plan. It also allowed / kind of required NBC to be like, yeah, we're a journalism outfit. By the way, this all comes amidst The fact that your owner is under congressional investigation and your organization is at a toxic workplace and there seems to be some tax issues here. Like they highlighted all the bad stuff and then were like, and they're changing their name. All right, it's time. Doug Williams, what's the thing?
We are the commanders.
And poor Doug has to go out there and drop that. And then Craig Melvin's like, and that's all anyone remembers. You had a chance to control the narrative and you botched it. Here, they put out a teaser a week out. They say, you know, I think they did a good job of like leaving breadcrumbs in certain places that everyone kind of had the right expectations. And then they hit the ball out of the park with the actual branding, something they also failed to do the first time around. Let's take calls on this, though. How are you feeling with the new alternate uniforms? Which, by the way, I saw Albert Breer say that they might be the full-time uniforms starting next year. So it's similar to similar to what the Jets did a couple years ago. A couple of games of alternate with the old-school throwbacks and then reintroducing them full-time. So we'll see if there's any more news on that over the next weeks and months as well. 301-230-0980 is the phone number, though. Let's go to Meal. Meal, thanks for calling. You're on The Hoffman Show. All right, hold on. Anthony's waving. Anthony, do you need to put them up? Okay. All right, Meal, sorry about that. We got you now. That was my fault. I hit a wrong button, but go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking my call. Once again, I was very excited this morning to actually see those colors again, man. Like I said, being from that 30-plus group, age group, and like I said, seeing those old videos, and you know, I remember like the Jason Campbell days, you know, the McNabb days, you know, and just seeing that uniform, it's just that burgundy and gold, those solid colors. Like I said, it's like you were saying at the beginning of the show, Greg, like, you know, UNC when you see those colors, you know, the Jumpman when you see that, you know, the Nike sign when you see it, right? And you know that how that saying goes, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, I'm glad they fixed those colors because it's nothing like we're not the most, we ain't Dallas and got the stars and, you know, and all of that other stuff. But it's something about those bold two colors and let alone with that clean white. I mean, it sets the tone. And at the same time, these are those colors that we won Super Bowls in. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I have nothing wrong with the colors we did have, but it's just something about those colors that screams Commanders. And I'll just leave with this final thought. It's a touch of throwback with a little bit of new. That's how I'm feeling. And yep. And I'm just so excited to see that these uniforms, and they're going to be pre-sale. So I don't know if anybody went on NFL.com and just kind of like wanted, you know, to get like a pre-sale before they actually drop. But I'm one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Mio, I think that's such a good way to put it. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. It's a throwback with a touch of new. It's updated. It feels current, right? It's 2025. And the thing is, like, The Washington Post did polling last year as the season was going very well. And, are there people out there that, you know, many of you listening probably right now that are like, I still hate the name. It reminds me of Dan Snyder. Sure. But I just want you to know that statistically speaking, more people have said the name doesn't really bother them that much anymore, as in Commanders. Because now, with the success that we've had, that we witnessed last year, they associate Commanders with Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, not with the ineptitude that was the Snyder era. And I think the uniforms in a lot of ways, like, this is weird, but it's like sensory, right? Like, it's emotional in terms of what do you associate this thing with? Commanders. And it used to be ineptitude. Like, the name changed in the middle of the scandals. All I think about is Dan Snyder and Ron Rivera and suck. And those uniforms, like, kind of exemplified that era. That was the visual of that era. So, yes, Jaden's rookie season will always now have the video be that. And sure, hopefully he has many more highlights outside of the three games that they're going to wear these uniforms this year. And those will live on in his file forever, including maybe the last games ever in the black uniforms, as those have been pushed aside for these, as far as I know, because I don't think you get to have multiple alternates. And so, like, the hail, like, 15 years from now, we're going to have to explain to kids that are five now, that are 20 then, to be like, yeah, there was this period where they had this black alternate uniform, and that's why the Hail Mary, he's wearing that. you know, it's going to be like a weird throwback thing, like the Jordan. You know, remember the when Jordan had to wear 12? Not even the 45. Anthony, do you have any idea what I'm talking about with that? Or is that, you never heard those stories?
I don't remember him wearing 12. I do remember 45, though.
Yeah, 45 when he came back, which yeah. I believe the story was like they had retired 23. And he's like, yeah, it was my number. But he also was like, I'm gonna try a different whatever. And then he's like, nah, 20. And then after they didn't win, he's like, nah, 23 is coming back. And then one more titles. There was a game, I want to say it was against the Orlando Magic, where somebody stole his uniform before the game. And so he had to wear like a generic, I don't even think his name was on the back of it, number 12 jersey. It's like the only extra one they had. Now I'm going to look this up. Michael Jordan, number 12 jersey game.
Oh, yeah, it was stolen.
Yeah. February 14th, Valentine's Day, 1990, was, and do we have the,
it said he scored 49 points on 12 of 43 shooting in the loss, and the jersey was found days later in the ceiling.
That's crazy.
Insane.
Yeah. Yeah. So he scored 49 points in 47 minutes against the Magic. I was right. It was against Orlando. What a useless piece of information that I have. The point is, Jaden Daniels in the black jersey throwing Hail Mary will be the Michael Jordan number 12 game 20 years from now. That's what I was saying. 301.
Well, we won at least, though.
Yeah. Well, that's true. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up, dude? Oh, sorry. Hold on, Mark. I did hit the same wrong button I did last time. All right, go ahead, Mark.
What's up, Craig? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
By the way, your birthday is in February, right? Because mine is in March.
It is.
Okay. Late February, early March. Late February, early February.
Late February. What, Mark?
Late February. So you're Pisces. You're Pisces, just like me. Okay.
Oh, sure.
Let me just say this, okay? To all the people who are going goo-goo gaga over the uniforms coming back and the names and maybe the name coming back, okay, you know, I'm a Wizards fan. And I've been a Wizards fan, Craig, since before you were born, 1978, when they were called the Bullets. And they haven't won 50 games since 1979. They changed the name in 1996. I didn't cry about it. I kept going. You know, I think I'm loyal enough to say, being a Commanders or Redskins fan, that if you love the team, you love the team. I don't care what they call. I want them to win the Super Bowl this year. I want them to win the Super Bowl next year. I want them to win the Super Bowl three straight. That's all I care about. And if they win the Super Bowl in the uniforms that are called and the name Commanders, does it really matter? And if the people who are sitting up here saying, oh, I'm not going to come back until they change the name, you're letting politics get into the sports industry. If you want to watch politics, go ahead and watch politics. But I like to watch sports and just keep politics out of sports. Okay, just me on a case. But I think for people to sit up here and say, I'm not coming back until they change the name back. I'm not coming back until they change the uniforms. I love the fact that they got the old uniforms back. Okay, then don't be a fan then. That's honestly the way I feel. And I understand a lot of people may take that the wrong way. I really don't care. Because I've been a Wizards fan for a long time. And do I want the Wizards to win? Yes. Do I wish they would go back to the name Bullets? Sure. Do I wish Commanders will go to the Redskins name? Sure I would. But if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. But I'm not going to go over. Oh, well, Jaden, you know, Jaden had a great season. They did well last year. But, you know, I really would like if they changed the name or changed the uniform. It's ridiculous, man. To care less, I want them to win the Super Bowl. I want them to go back-to-back. I want them to be a dynasty. So we're not talking about this. The only thing we need to worry about is the stadium.
Yeah.
Go on that note, Craig.
Mark, appreciate the call. And look, I agree with a lot of what Mark said. That is my personal feeling. I think one of the areas that I have grown as a talk show host is to allow other people to have different feelings and to say, you know, not everyone has to feel the same about this. For some people, it does matter more. And if that's you, okay. All I would say to those people that now are yelling at Mark is to say that it is very unlikely you are going to get what you want. And certainly if it is the name, you are 1,000% not going to get what you want. That's not me trying to be antagonistic. That's not me trying to be mean. That's not even me, although I agree with that personally. I am not even putting a value judgment on that for the fact portion of it. It's just a fact. The name's not coming back. How you react to that is going to be in part informed by your life experience. And for many of you, some of your happiest memories are rooting for a team that had the old nickname, and I get that. But if you can just make the decision to, I don't know, talk it out with a therapist, talk it out with your kids, talk it out with your spouse. I don't care. Talk it out with someone. Talk it out in the mirror to yourself. And just be like, I want to enjoy football the way I used to enjoy football, and this name is preventing me from it. And your choice is die because it's never coming back, or enjoy football. If you can find a way to enjoy football, that's going to bring more joy to your life. That's a cold, hard truth. Again, I'm not really into debating the merits one way or the other of it because the decision's been made. But I do think having the connective tissue of a franchise with as much positive history as this one has is a good thing. And thus, I'm a huge fan of these uniforms. Even though I personally didn't grow up going to RFK, et cetera, I love that because I love the history of the game. And I think this is a perfect way to honor that and to have that connective tissue without inflaming the old debates again and again. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. More of your calls next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Streaming live on YouTube at the team 980. Taking your calls at 301-230-0980. Hour from now, we'll take a look at ESPN.com's rankings. Right? That's what we're doing at 5:30 now? The ESPN rankings? Or do we move some? Anthony and I blew up the show rundown 10 minutes before it started today. I don't remember. Did we even write down the new order of things?
I think we are doing that. Or okay. No. Wizards.
Oh, yeah. We have some Wizards stuff because they made some trades and such. So we'll talk about the Wizards trades and the Olynyk trade. And we still haven't talked about the Cam Whitmore trade. The fact that they have a lot of wings right now. How do we make sense of all of that? And how is that going to work functionally? Chances are, I'm guessing that probably won't because I feel like they've always got another move up their sleeve. But we'll see. We'll talk about it an hour from now. We will do ESPN.com's skill position rankings tomorrow on the show. 5 o'clock. This is what we are initially we're going to start the show with, and then we decided to move some things around. Is 5 o'clock. The top story of the day is Mike Rizzo has spoken for the first time as Mike DiBartolo, his replacement. So Rizzo was on the Junks this morning. DiBartolo spoke yesterday in St. Louis. Really interesting things from both conversations. I don't want to say have changed my mind about the situation, but has, I think, shifted my thinking a little bit. So it's not full like, oh, I thought A, but it's actually opposite A, but certainly a shift in my thinking and a suspicion that I had confirmed a little bit in hearing both parties speak. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit at 5 o'clock, and you'll hear some of the bites from Rizzo this morning. Also, speaking of the Wizards and Whitmore, at 6 o'clock today, we have his high school coach from here in the DMV with us. So some cool insight on not just Cam Whitmore, because obviously he's one dude on the Wizards. What are we going to do? Talk about him for the whole time? Oh, yeah, for a lot of it. But also, like, what's it like being a high school coach in this area with the Wizards going through what they're going through right now? The connection of the team to the DMV, it's something that I know is really important to Will Dawkins, for instance. And so what are the feelings of the kids that he's coaching about the local pro team? So we'll talk about that a little bit with Josh Pratt coming up at 6 o'clock. Right now, though, more of your calls, 301-230-0980 on the Commanders' new old uniforms. Let's go to Pete. Pete, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, you got me?
I got you, Pete.
Okay, making sure we got the button this time.
Yep, yeah, just let Anthony hit him, and it goes way better.
Yeah. So I think I'm excited about the uniform. I think it's a good, I think I'm glad. It shows that the team has, it shows that they're reading the room, that they're seeing what the fans want. One of the things I hated about the new decision with the new name and uniforms from the old regime is that they claimed that they were doing what the fans wanted, but that's exactly what they didn't do. They didn't do anything the fans wanted. This says that there are some constraints on the decisions this regime has to make, and some people that are distraught about the name change and all, and some of the changes that have made, they need to understand the fact that Josh Harris and company, they have to make decisions based on the way things are now. So it's not just easy, oh, we'll just change the name back and that's it. You can't do that. It's not that easy. And the name, for those that don't want to hear it, sorry, going to have to rip the Band-Aid off. The name is not coming back. The original name is not going to be back. I would bet a month's salary on that. That name is not coming back. Not because they don't want it to come back, but it's because it can't. And that they're businessmen and they have to operate the business like a business. That being said, could they change Commanders? Yeah, I think they could do that. And hopefully that's something they'll come to decision. This is one step towards bringing things back to the way they know that their market wants it to be. Yes, there's new fans that are probably would have embraced the new stuff, but they also have old fans that they want to bring back a little bit. This is just like the one of your previous callers said, it's some old school with a touch of new. That's a good way of bringing both old and new fans on board and locking them in. I think it was a great idea. I think they did exactly what they were supposed to do. This regime is on the right track. They know what they're doing, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, Pete.
So I can't wait to see what other things they come up with.
For sure. I appreciate that call a lot because I think it hits to the core of what the bigger story is here, which is that this ownership group is A, paying attention, and B, like, they're real fans too. Like, that is the difference in this ownership group. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say almost every other new ownership group that's going to happen in sports. Like, the amount of money it takes to buy a professional team now is so preposterously large that the number of people who have it is extraordinarily slim. And so even for a guy that's so incredibly wealthy like Josh Harris is, he needed all of those minority partners, and still it was kind of scraping by to get these $6.2 billion asking price and deal done. Like, they had to get everybody. Like, Josh Harris, even amongst rich folks, is pretty rich. Obviously, they brought in David Blitzer, his partner in all Harris Blitzer sports entertainment things. Mark Ein is, like, pretty wealthy. Maybe not, he's not Josh Harris wealthy, but, like, Mark Ein's worth a whole lot of money, does a lot of stuff. Magic Johnson, billionaire. Mitch Rales is, like, pretty close to Harris in terms of the wealth factor. There's the Chilean family that I'm not sure exactly how much they're worth, because the number that gets reported fluctuates because are you talking about certain individuals or the family as a whole? But they're like super duper rich and they're super minority partners. But, you know, when you need cash and you need certain amounts of money for certain things up front, like having these incredibly wealthy people, I mean, because even the wealth like is hard to talk about intelligently unless you're super in, like if you work for Sportico or something, or you work for Forbes, or you work for in finance, you get it. But like, there's a difference between having wealth and being liquid. And like, when you need to pay for stuff, you need to be liquid and actually have the cash. And so all of that said to say this, which is the fact that we in this city got an owner who not only fit that bill that he could actually buy an NFL team from a money standpoint and put a group together to help him do it, but that he's of here, from here, grew up going to the games and is a real fan of the team who understands the history and has institutional knowledge. Like the Penner group that bought the Broncos, I don't think any of them were probably Broncos fans before they bought the Broncos. They're rich folks that wanted to buy an NFL team. And, like, that's fine, but it's going to be different. If you are, God, who's the next team? If the Seahawks go up for sale, because the Paul Allen Trust eventually is going to have to sell the Seahawks, what are the chances that they get, I mean, I guess, like, you know, Steve Ballmer, you know, he's super duper rich, obviously, one of the richest, or I think he is the richest owner in the NBA. And he's got Microsoft ties. Would he buy it off of his old, colleague, Paul Allen's estate? Maybe. And maybe he's got some Seattle ties, but I don't know that Steve Ballmer like grew up in Seattle, a Seahawks fan. Like the chances that the next NFL team or the next NBA team, the next anything team. And I'll even say that about like, you know, the monumental teams, like they're, like, especially when Zach takes over eventually, you know, whenever that time comes, like Zach Leontes grew up as a kid going to games. Yeah, his dad, it was the early days of his dad owning the team, but like he grew up here and he's a fan. And so the fact that we have an ownership group in DC that for the NFL team really has an institutional knowledge at a time where that particular franchise has completely lost so much of the institutional knowledge that existed because they fired all of the good people over the last 25 years or ran them out or whatever. That's a pretty great thing. And hopefully they continue to acquire great talent. It can't all be institutional knowledge, but you need to have some. You need to have an understanding, especially when, you know, whether it's a football team, a sports team, or just a public-facing company. Like, you have to understand your consumer base. And when it is an emotional deal like it is in sports, that becomes even more important. So we're, I think, very lucky to have that here with the Commanders. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. More of your calls after a look at what's trending. It's the Hoffman Show, produced by Anthony Haney, who has some splaining to do. The hell is this? I mean, it's Knee Deep by the Zac Brown Band, which I know because I can read the screen.
Ah, I don't know you can read.
I almost just made about seven jokes that were just not nice to other people. I'll just eat that one. What the hell is this?
This is what you call a curveball.
Yeah.
I knew you weren't paying attention.
I was paying attention. I was reading a story, but I was still paying attention.
Okay.
So you know what you did on that curveball? Swing and a miss.
I guess I threw it into the dirt.
Yeah. Or I guess if you're the pitcher, yeah. You just like hit me. It's like, you know, when a breaking ball, you know when a dude gets hit by like a 68 mile an hour pitch and it's like the pitcher's like, I obviously didn't mean to hit you. And the batter's like, that was annoying. That's me. I'm just like. Yeah.
Just take your base, Craig.
Yeah,
just take your base.
Take my base. We also stream live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And if you're listening on YouTube, you don't get to hear the rejoin music. And for once, you're welcome. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. We're taking your calls on the uniforms that are new, old. I liked what Meal said earlier in the show. They are old school with a hint of new. Let's go to Noel in Chicago. Noel, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, Craig, thanks again for taking my call. I'll keep this short and sweet. I really love the new uniform throwback. I think the biggest thing for me, it's the original burgundy. And I think a lot of people are really attached to the name and all that, and more power to them. I'm more so attached to just the original colors of the glory days of Theismann, of Daryl Green, and of everybody else. So the fact that they've brought the original colors back resonates to me, and I can finally hopefully get a jersey whenever it's on sale, and hopefully my two little boys can get it too. And it's great that it's the correct color, because contrary to whatever anyone else said, it wasn't when it was with the current burgundy. Now it's not really burgundy. These ones are, though. So I love that for that simple fact. So
yeah, I agree. Thanks for the call. And I think for me, like, when I see these uniforms, I think of Doug Williams, and I think of Art Monk, and I think of they just feel throwbacky. I don't think of like the Snyder era. I don't know. Like, it's weird because these were the uniforms for much of the Snyder era, but for some reason, I think of like the burgundy uniforms as more of the Snyder. I know they wore both. But like, I think of the burgundy as more of the Snyder era ones. Like, I see Kirk Cousins in a burgundy uniform. I see Santana in the burgundy uniform. I know they wore the white one. Maybe that's just like the highlights I'm thinking of. But these white uniforms especially, Anthony, I feel like these scream 1987. These scream 1991. And even though you weren't around in either of those years, and I was only around for one of them, we have the internet, we've seen the old highlights, and it feels like many of the great highlights of the day were these white uniforms. And like this, that are just, we are, for lack of a better word, victims of good branding. They prepped us to be like Super Bowl era. They called them Super Bowl era. And now I'm sitting here on the radio being like, hey, it's Super Bowl era. And so I don't know whether that's good marketing and setting my brain in a certain, you know, think about the pink elephant, or don't think about the pink pink elephant. Like, is it a mind trick, or is that actually correct? I don't know, but either way, it worked on me. Work on you? Are you paying attention? Now who's not paying attention? Now who's getting hit with a curveball?
I was not paying attention.
Good gracious. All right, you got more thoughts. You can leave them in the YouTube chat at the Team 980. We'll see if Anthony's paying attention next. Mike Rizzo joined the Sports Junkies this morning. We are going to play some of the important things he said and react to it as today's edition of Not My Beat next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.